You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports on Thursday evening that one of their deputies, while in the process of executing an arrest warrant in the town of Wheatland, was exposed to secondhand methamphetamine smoke. The deputy was treated at Vernon Health in Viroqua and later released. Unrelated to the arrest warrant involving a different individual, Kyle John Backlund, age 35, of Viroqua, was arrested. He was booked for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kyle Backlund was also booked for felony bail jumping, stemming from a May 29th drug-related arrest by the Viroqua Police Department. In that case, a $1,000 signature bond was ordered on May 30th. At the time, Backlund was also being held in the Wisconsin Department of Corrections for a probation violation. He was released from custody Wednesday, 33 hours before the deputy was exposed to the methamphetamine use. A bail hearing was scheduled Friday at 2 in Vernon County Circuit Court. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. On Thursday evening at 6:44, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a traffic complaint in the town of Highland. A responding Iowa County Sheriff's Sergeant located the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. Following the stop, the driver was arrested for operating while intoxicated, first offense. The individual was transported to Upland Hills for evaluation and later released to a responsible party. Friday evening at approximately 10:18, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a wanted person in the city of Mineral Point. An Iowa County deputy, along with Mineral Point officers, made contact with the subject at a residence in Mineral Point. As a result, Orlando C. Bennett, 54, of Mineral Point, was arrested on multiple outstanding warrants through Grant and Washington counties. Bennett was transported and custody turned over to Grant County Sheriff's Office. Republicans are introducing a bill they say would make hospital prices more transparent in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
A study from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Foundation found Wisconsin has the fifth highest health care costs in the country. Their study showed private health plans paid more than 300% more than Medicare did for the same services. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss owns Advocate MD in Madison.
I remember an experience 1 or 2 years ago of calling one of our local health care systems, and I had a list of 4 or 5 specific x-rays that I wanted to get the cash price for. I was doing this for our patients in order to figure out what would be the most competitive prices for them. After being transferred to 3 or 4 different people, multiple calls back and unreturned phone calls, I was told that they couldn't give me the cash price because they needed to run this through insurance. And I explained to them that they should know what they are charging for a service that they are doing at their hospital.
Meanwhile, just this week, an analysis from Turquoise Health showed Wisconsin has the highest price transparency in the nation. Federal price transparency rules were put in place in 2021, and since then, no Wisconsin hospital has ever been fined for breaking those rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Over 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers for failing to buckle their seatbelts. The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 citations during its 2-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round. Young people headed to college or out on their own after high school need to be wary of credit card offers. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says that there are shady businesses looking to prey on people with fresh credit histories. Schiller says starting with a low-limit credit card from your bank is probably the best place for high school grads to start from. A local launch event for the book Pulling Together, a Handbook for Community Change, featuring authors Tom Mossgaller and Mike Brenninger, will be held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. Brenninger is not only a co-author of the book, but also a local resident.
Tom Mossgaller from Madison and I wrote this book, Pulling Together, a Handbook for Community Change. It took us 3 years to put this book together. We actually had a team that worked with us. But, you know, the more people you've got, kind of the slower things go. So 3 years in the making, but we finally got it launched in 2025.
Tonight's event will begin at 5:30 with a tour of the Richland Center Aquatic Center, which is one of the stories in the book. Following the tour is the author's presentation.
And at 6 o'clock, we will have the author's presentation. So typically, Tom and I will give a little discussion about the book, about why, about what we went through to make it happen, and where we've been so far. We'll tell a little bit of our own story. We typically have a story from the book being read. We will probably have the Aquatic Center story being read. And then we have people go through a little exercise. What's an interest you have? And it's kind of a table exercise where they write down how they would work that into the framework of the book.
Following the presentation, there will be a Q&A session and refreshments. There will also be a book buying and signing. Cost of a book is $15. If you already have a copy, you are welcome to bring it to be signed. All are welcome to the Pulling Together, a Handbook for Community Change book launch event, tonight, starting at 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. All Walk with Grace teams are reminded that t-shirt orders are due tomorrow. Orders can be dropped off at the Grace office above Royal Bank in Richland Center from 11 to 6. Returning teams should note, if you have a revised logo, they are due tomorrow as well. As a reminder, 2XL shirts and larger are an extra $2 per shirt, and any extra money owed is due tomorrow as well.
The Packers release Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billy Joel has been famous for decades, but the fame came with a price. The first part of a new documentary just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival about Joel's life called Billy Joel and So It Goes. The documentary is chock full of salacious details about his life, like the fact that Joel attempted suicide twice after having an affair with his best friend's wife. In the 1960s, Joel was in a band called Attila with his best friend John Small and moved in with Small, his wife Elizabeth, and their son. Joel said the relationship with Small's wife Elizabeth was a slow courtship, but eventually he had to tell his friend that he was in love with his wife. The friend was not happy and punched Joel in the face and sent him looking for a new place to live. Joel ended up connecting with Elizabeth a few years later and marrying her. The marriage lasted from 1973 to 1982. All great couples have an interesting story about how they met. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National Cinemedia. With commercials, the Dolby surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spin-off of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.